Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new, free, very cool fantasy NFL draft game. The first contest is live. Now sign up at clevelandbrowns.com today. See what kind of a general manager you are. Well, we'll tell you what kind of GMs we are. With regard to our question of the day, as far as what the Browns do with this number four pick relative to do they trade up to get a player they want, and the unnamed guy here and the response that we seem to be getting through our calls and social media is it's all about the quarterback, and do they go up to get Johnny Football in the thought that that's the only way you're going to get Johnny Football, the only way you're going to get this quarterback. Take the chance, be daring, and don't overvalue draft picks, as some people have suggested, to hang on to them. But the thought here is, I say don't do anything stupid. My thought is I do not want to trade up. I would be willing to trade down if I found the willing partner, because I think I can get a very sufficient, more than sufficient quarterback somewhere in the middle of the round. And the name that comes to mind is a Derek Carr that I like enough that I would, yeah, I would think about him very seriously at four, but I also would think that I don't want to overdraft somebody at four, but somewhere in the middle of the round, and then get the extra picks that could allow me to add more people around him to prop him up, wide receivers, offensive line, you know, and then get that cornerback. I think that's the best way to go. But if I got to do anything, it's either trade down or I'm sitting put at four. What are you doing?
Yeah, Michael? I can see that from a value standpoint. As I've stated, I'm sorry, I don't believe any of these quarterbacks are worthy of my number four pick, because I got to put them on the football field right away. And
right,
I need
what about
Jadeveon
Clowney or somebody else non-quarterback?
Yes,
would you trade up for a non-quarterback?
Oh no.
Okay, so
no
trade.
I'm
you're
not
with
trading
me. We're
up
not,
for
neither of
anybody
us is
in this draft.
Now we want to know what Nathan Zagura would do with that number four pick. Are you trading up?
There is no chance that I would be trading up in this draft. There are so many good players, and if you're right now, it seems that the quarterbacks, at least the perception is that their value is falling, so I don't think you'd have to trade up for a quarterback. And we've talked at length about Johnny Football, and yeah, he does a lot of things that are great and a lot of highlight film things that seem awesome, and I actually like him quite a bit as a guy off the field. I think he has that kind of intangible, but am I trading up for him? Is he that much of a sure thing that I'm going to give up assets in the most talent-rich draft maybe in NFL history to go get him from four to one, two, three? No, I'm not doing that. I'm staying put. And in terms of going for a non-quarterback, no, I'm not doing that either. I think there are plenty of good options, whether it be a Khalil Mack, a Greg Robinson, a Jake Matthews, a Sammy Watkins, or Clowney, were he to fall at four. One of those guys has to be there. That's the math. So, no, I'm not trading up. If anything, I'm trading down, getting more picks to help this football team continue to build through the draft.
There he is. And you know by now, Nathan, of course, the Browns looking to, in addition, to work out Johnny Manziel this weekend down in Texas, and then have a visit here in Berea reportedly next week. They're going to check out A.J. McCarron. What are your A.J. McCarron thoughts?
No, absolutely not. I want no part of A.J. McCarron. I know he was a winner in college, and that's fine and dandy. He played on a team that I think most quarterbacks could be successful on. Does that translate to NFL success? I'm not sure. I think his arm is adequate at best. I think his footwork is suspect in the pocket. He doesn't do anything to me that says, yes, this is a guy that I want to lead my franchise. If I'm going to go in the SEC and get a guy who isn't Johnny Football, I want Aaron Murray of Georgia. And I know he's coming off the ACL, but the DBs in that conference think he is by far the best quarterback in that conference throwing the football. That's what I care about. To me, A.J. McCarron is not that guy. I would not want him on our team.
Nathan Zagura joining us at Cleveland Browns Daily, of course, if you want to do it on the tweet side. Nathan, I've heard you in the last couple of weeks, and I'm with you. I'm very much, if the Browns take an offensive player, and it doesn't have to be a quarterback for me at four, but at 26, if they were to stay there, I am thinking cornerback. And while we know the Justin Gilberts and the Kyle Fullers and even Darquez Dennard from Michigan State are there, Nathan, I want to throw this at you. What about those two big corners, Stanley Jean-Baptiste of Nebraska, right, and also Keith McGill of Utah? I'm not suggesting there But do you see that in the model of the larger corner that Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer could be very, very attracted to, both those kids, 6'3", 215, in the Seattle Seahawks mold?
Totally. Great point, Reg. You know, to me, Fuller's a guy like at 26, but if you were to look either trading back in maybe to the back half of the second round or at 71, I think you have a shot at either one of those guys, maybe early in the third. That Seattle mold, 6'3", big physical press corners. I actually like both of those guys. Another lesser-known guy that kind of fits that size build but from a smaller school is Pierre Desir from Lindenwood. I think those are kind of guys that maybe you track in the third round there as an opportunity to add to the corner position. And I said yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns end up drafting two corners. I think you need to have at least four good ones. Right now, we know for sure we have two, and I think Buster Skrine's still best suited to play the nickel. We don't know what we have in Leon McFadden yet. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind at all seeing a couple corners, one at 26, maybe another in the third round as well. That would not bother me one bit. And to talk about, as you said, at four, whether it be a quarterback or not, you know, the Mike Pettine interview that aired on NFL Network last night, which was taped back at the owners' meetings in Orlando, just kind of another layer that leads me to believe and even reference that Seattle model, that this is an organization right now that wants to put together the most complete team around its quarterback and not ask the quarterback to do everything for it, which makes me think that that's why I think they probably won't go quarterback at four, even though I love my guy. Theodore.
Vic and I are going to get to Mike Pettine's comments with regard to philosophy and system coming up too here, Nathan, real soon.
Yeah,
all right, brother.
I thought it was a good little peek. Appreciate it, guys. Looking forward to be back in studio later tomorrow. Actually, I'll be back in there with you guys tomorrow and looking forward to that.
Beautiful.
Fred, thanks for holding the seat down. Look forward to working with you next week, my brother.
Yeah, you got it. Me too, Nathan. Have a safe trip back, you and the family.
All right, thanks, guys.
Safe travels. All right, that is Nathan Zagura. Again, he will be back with us tomorrow and Friday. But we, in the meantime, are going to go back to 216-578-0850. Charlie in Washington wants to join us now. Hello, Charlie.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Charlie.
Hey, thanks for having me on, you guys. No, I would absolutely not trade up. I believe that this draft is too deep. At 4, 26, and 35, I need starters. And to kind of reference what Vic had said about getting Carr, maybe not at 4, but at 26, my thing on that is, like, if you didn't like the guy at 4, then why do you want to get him at 26, even 35? My thing is either get your franchise guy at 4 or get somebody second or third round. I want either franchise guy or project guy. I don't want maybe guy somewhere in the middle. Me, myself, I'm going to go Sammy Watkins, Fuller, and then in the second round, maybe a Garoppolo, but if not, then I'm going to get somebody like Mosley or Shanzer, and I'm going to be solid and ready to win some games. This year, we can do it.
All right. I hear your thought process there. I don't agree with you on the maybe prospect, but I'm just talking about the value thing, which guides a lot of these decisions. But it's a fair point that you're making, a very fair point. With regard to, hey, either have that conviction to get the guy at four, which is why in my mock and in places where I say I could see this team drafting that guy because of availability, the guy I want is not Carr. My first choice is Bortles.
Yes.
But I'm still working on a premise that he's not coming to me at four because I still have this idea.
Could be the overall number one to Bill O'Brien.
That he's the number one overall to Houston right now, at least in my mind.
Yeah.
All right. We have got much more coming up from you for you and from us to you. We're going to get into the comments that Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, made during a recent sit-down in Orlando with NFL Network. We've been referencing this. We'll get into some of those sound cuts and give you some analysis and observations on that. It is CBD. Vic Carucci, Michael Regai, and ESPN 850 WKNR. All ends with beginnings.